This is Tattva Darshan, February 09. Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation about simple living and high thinking. This is a room conversation in Bhuvaneshwar, 31st of January 1977, about 32 years ago. Srila Prabhupada said, "Our aim should be a simplified life. We should not be attracted by the modern city life. We should save time and utilize our free time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is perfect life. Just like Vrindavan. Vrindavan life means agriculture. Cowherd boys, uneducated girls, cows, calves, trees and fruit. This is Vrindavan. The center of Vrindavan is Krishna. All the Brijvasis, they are the topmost devotees. These uneducated Brijvasi coward men are Krishna's best friends. They don't have any city life. They're unsophisticated and have no education. But their love for Krishna is intense. That is perfection. Their pure love attracts Krishna more and more. And because of this, Krishna is so much attached to Vrindavan that he does not go anywhere. Vrindavanam prityajya naparamekam gacchati. The gopis of Vrindavan are not educated girls with up-to-date fashion. As soon as there was the blowing of the flute, immediately the gopis would run towards Krishna. Even though before that, some of the gopis were taking care of the children of their sisters. Some were engaged in boiling milk, and some were even lying down in bed with their husbands. But still, as soon as they heard the flute song of Krishna, they immediately ran to their Lord. The gopis were very crude and unsophisticated, but they had intense love for Krishna. That is Vrindavan.